Do you ever imagine what your life would be like if things had gone exactly as you'd always wished? I do. I would have sold my first book at 16. Fiction, though, not poetry. It would have been a crazy success. I would have moved to France, as was always my dream. I'd have the money to travel and meet new people. I'd pick up languages in every European country as easily as it would be to use a ladle to dip water out of a beautiful fountain. I'd attend Université Avignon, or maybe Université de Bonn, to study either creative writing or languages. Either one would have put me on my path, would have helped me realize my dream of becoming a professor. I would have had my PhD by age 25. I would have always felt alive. I never would have felt depression lurking in my brain, never would have felt anxiety or OCD gnawing like rats and short-circuiting my thoughts, causing me anguish and indescribable pain. I would have just skipped all that. I never would have had cancer. I never would have had an autoimmune disorder. I never would have married a man who cheated on me when I was out of the country while our daughter was in the hospital fighting for her life. I never would have met the man who called himself my husband, and I certainly never would have called myself his wife. But that's where I stop short. Because without that man, without that pain, without that anguish and turmoil and betrayal, I wouldn't have my daughter. If I'd never moved to Germany, if I'd never met my ex, I also never would have met her. Only 2 pounds at birth. I never would have had the honor of watching her grow into the tiny, attitude-filled human that she is now. And yes, with that love comes emotional exhaustion, financial hardship. Some days I feel like I'm drowning. Being a single mom is not a walk in the park. It's more a sprint in the park while being chased by Pennywise the clown. And yes, there are plenty of days when I wish I could move back to Europe yesterday, but only if I could take my daughter with me. So if a world appeared before me now, if a tear in the timelines presented itself, I'd only step through the hole in the universe if I could do it while holding her hand. I'd only do it if I could do it with her standing next to me. If it was a choice between that perfect mirror and her, it's not even a question. I'll take being broke. I'll take the grad school work at age 32, questioning whether I have the drive to succeed when all of my grad school colleagues are a good 10 years younger than me. I'll take the self-doubt and days of darkness just to see her pout when I tell her, no, you cannot have Pop-Tarts for dinner. I'll take the stress and the 4 shots of espresso because I only got 2 hours of sleep because I'm behind on grading just to see her in her favorite dress, to match shoes with her like she always wants to do. Both of us wearing our Chucks, sometimes the same color, sometimes different. Sometimes mine are purple and hers are pink. She's always so delighted when I'm able to find a pair of Chucks like mine that fit her little feet so that she can match with her mama. So if that door or tear in the universe appeared right now in front of me, offering a better forever, I'd walk away unless I could first take her in my arms and then we could make that step together.